just seconds away from Robert Sorley coming in and winning his second Iditarod. There were six previous winners at the beginning of this race just a couple of days ago. Tough competition. He was facing Mitch Seavey, who had a great run last year. He was facing Jeff King, Rick Swenson, who ended up scratching. And Robert Sorley now is coming across the Burled Arch. His first two dogs just making it across. Robert Sorley holding up his Norwegian flag and crossing and checking in with race marshal Mark Norman right now.
And with that, Robert Sorley won the 2005 Iditarod Sled Dog Race, crossing the finish line here in Nome. It took him 9 days, 18 hours, and 39 minutes to complete the race, starting out over 1,000 miles away in Anchorage. This is the third running of the Iditarod and second first-place finish for the Norwegian musher. In 2002, as a rookie, Robert finished 9th, giving him the fastest time ever for someone new to the race. And in 2006, Robert says he'll take the year off, giving his fellow Team Norway colleague and nephew, Bjørnar Andersen, a chance to spotlight. Bjørnar set some records himself as a rookie this year, coming in 4th overall in the race. Ed Eaton from Kotzebue, Alaska, came in 2nd, and 2004 Iditarod winner Mitch Seavey came in 3rd. The trail has proven to be tough, though, this year, causing 13 people to scratch out, including 5-time winner Rick Swenson. There are still about 60 mushers left to finish, including Rachel Sidoris, a legally blind 19-year-old from Bend, Oregon. With KICY Radio in Nome, Alaska, I'm Josh Rogers.